This is the Tom Likas Show.
Women love to say what pieces of shit they are.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Shut your fucking yap. Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it? At the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at tomeverywhere.com. That's tomeverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are, together again, you and me. Here's another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Joining us for our bonus hour, as he does every Tuesday, here he is, family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, always a pleasure.
Great to be here, Tom.
What's going on in the world of marital bliss these days?
Listen to you and all the refugees, man. Whoa.
Yep.
Marital bliss, Tom, is very hard to find. You know, there's something that you always used to say, and I heard it a lot less, and it definitely needs to be heard by the guys, is that your sperm, essentially, is a little check, a little blank check.
It's thousands of them.
And, yeah, it really is. And that's something that is very important to remember. I have a lot of guys call, and they tell me they want to renounce parenthood or something like that. So in other words, somehow, in their imagination, there's this woman who's torturing them with a kid that they did not want to have, and they say that they want to somehow, like, renounce their relationship to the kid or renounce parenthood or give her parenthood or something, and that somehow that will alleviate them from being a parent or having to pay child support or something. And, you know, there really is no such thing, of course. This is the
right.
The one thing that the gift that keeps on giving, as it were. And I think about all these things you were talking about again, with the blank check. You know, this march on Washington by the ladies last week really got me thinking, Tom. These women with the vagina costumes and stuff, things are different now. Women are a little different now. And guys have got to really, really pay attention. This is not exactly, recommended, but I've talked to a number of guys that literally, out of not wanting the kid and not wanting to pay child support, actually quit their jobs, you know, and went all cash. You know, just like, I don't know what they're, I guess they're drug dealers. I don't know. Just, some kind of, you know, construction gig or something. You know, anything. And when I was in, Thailand, and some other countries, I met guys that had, you know, owed a lot of money in child support and owed money to the IRS and whatever, and just kind of said the hell with it and, like, you know, just living in another country or whatever. So that should give you a sense of how intense this goes. And, you know, when you talk about the society today and, you know, parental rights and abortion and everything, you know, it's amazing how primitive it still is. That basically it's still something that a woman has almost 100% control over. There really, you know, there are lots of methods for women, but there really is a real limit to what guys have. Basically, condoms, that's about it. There's no guy pill or whatever. There's vasectomy, which, you know, I don't know, not too many guys take advantage of. And, you know, this is something that's supposed to be done on a permanent basis. So you don't want to be fooling around with that, you know, to do it and try to undo it later. You can somehow sometime, but it's certainly something you don't want to be thinking like that. I got a call from a guy this week who's a real nice guy. He was about 40. And he had decided, like you, Tom, at a young age, that he never wanted to have kids, which is fair enough. I mean, it's not for everyone. Fair enough. And somehow he didn't get a vasectomy, which, again, like I said, that's underutilized. And what happened is that he met a very hot piece of ass, as it were, much younger than him. He was, like I said, about 40. She was about 20 or 21 or something. And you know, she was like his co-worker's sister or something stupid. And it's amazing because, you know, when I, and I, again, Tom, this is your thing, you know, I was saying to him, so I don't understand, like, when you had sex with her, which he did, like, many, many times, which is great for him, I guess, they never, I don't know how this is possible, but they never had a conversation about birth control. And he just assumed she must be on something. He never discussed it with her at all. He himself didn't use a condom, and he was devastated, shocked, and amazed. What they say, shock and awe. He could not believe that she got pregnant. This is fascinating, right? The guy's almost 40. Isn't that amazing?
Shocking.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it came out of the blue. So she ends up, you know, having the baby. And, you know, these people always put a lot of parentheses when they talk, and they say, you know, I love my kid. I love him. He's the greatest. You know, he means the world to me, you know, blah, blah. So it's sort of like this. This tragedy of, like, you know, he now that the kid's here, he loves the kid, but he didn't want to have the kid. And he has gone over the impact that it's had on his life and the things that have changed and the way she's changed. He can't stand her now. She's like a different person. And he realizes she isn't really appropriate for him in like 100 different ways. And it's like, if you wanted a child, I think that's a beautiful thing. I really do. I really respect that. And, you know, people are have their lives enriched by that. I mean, you know that, Tom, even if you don't want to have a kid, right? I mean, so for a person who really wants one, it can be a nice thing, difficult as it may be.
They just shouldn't. In my opinion is they should not have one in conjunction with a female partner. They should do it.
Yeah, okay.
Using artificial insemination.
I'll even go along with that. I think surrogacy is going to be the next big wave. There's no doubt about it. But I'm saying something even more, you know, further on than that. I'm saying that if you really don't want to have a child or you're not planning a child, then, you know, this thing that the woman does with this very happy oops, you know, and she acts like she can't right. believe it and how this happened and all that. I think 98% of the time that that's nonsense. I think that women know what they're doing. I think that I've read articles that a woman's pleasure and orgasm in sex is actually stronger if she thinks that she could get pregnant. Seriously. If she's all birth controlled out, then it's not as fun for her or something like that. And I think that as crazy as it is, I really think that there has to be a way that every child is wanted and was planned. And when I talk to the guys and you see how literally miserable they are, how disappointed they are, and you see how, like I said, this guy was willing to quit his job, to take everything away from himself, to move to another country just to avoid having to pay for an unwanted child. And a lot of the guys, they call me, it makes me sad. They have never met the kid. They don't want to meet the kid. And I know you've talked about this, Tom. That's, you know, that's a harsh, harsh thing. And I think it happens a lot more than people think. And so you have a guy who's getting his salary docked for 18 years, which is a long time. And he's never seen the kid. He's never had any of the pleasures or any of the benefits of being a parent. And there are some, but he's only had to pay the price. And it's just this miserable thing. Plus the kid himself is miserable. I wish that women were more aware of this and thought more carefully of the way a guy is going to react. I think a lot of women think
right,
that
but women don't think that.
No, they think the guy will be happy.
It's all about them.
I know that, but even beyond that, definitely they're narcissistic in that way. But I think they also think that, you know, once it all comes down and the guy sees the kid, he's going to, you know, his heart will turn to mush and he'll be in love. And, you know, that just doesn't seem to happen with guys in the same way. And I saw these shrill screaming vaginas on the Capitol Mall this past week, and I just thought to myself, you know, some poor bastard is going to have a kid with one of these women, and she is going to torture him. And, you know, this is something that you have to really, really consider very, very carefully. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's really interesting, Tom. They were talking about the percent of population. This is an interesting statistic. So when you look at the percent of children in any population of any place or any city or town, it's supposed to be about a third, okay? So in other words, a healthy town of, let's say, I don't know, 100,000 people, approximately a third of the people should be under 18 because that's like the next generation. And so they were talking about some of the big cities like San Francisco and New York. The population of children is actually less than 15%. And in some, it's less than 10%. So literally, there are no kids. Literally. And the schools are emptying out. And, you know, people are not doing that anymore in the same way. And they've talked to women, you know, when a woman talks about her goals today, about, you know, what does she want in life, motherhood is not on the list. And so it seems like the trend is actually the opposite. These women that are having kids are tricking a guy or having an unplanned pregnancy because their plan is not to have any kids. And the social fallout and the crisis that comes from it is remarkable. And the guys that I talk to, when you talk about this, Tom, and you said always about beaten dogs, seriously, beaten right. fucking dogs, okay? And by the way, I don't know if you know this, Tom, you must know, they're redoing the IKEA store in Burbank, which apparently you told me that was the first IKEA ever. They're
in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I meant, of course, in the U.S. But
the first one was in Sweden.
Well, yeah. Certainly a Swedish thing, but I meant the first in America. But they're taking this whole new store. It's like 10 times the size. And I'm telling everybody, seriously, this is no laughing matter. If you ever think about getting married and you think it makes sense and your brain is playing a trick on you, you need to go to IKEA on a Sunday morning and watch these poor bastards, these guys, shuffling in with their girlfriend, you know? Look, honey, it's a credenza. This is the nightmare of domestic life. And I think it's really changing because when you look at these things that San Francisco has less than 10% children or whatever, guys are rejecting it, which is a good thing because women are going to have to shape up. But when you look at the life that you do have and these guys that call me and tell me she's having a kid, I don't want to pay for it. What do I do? How do I get out of child support? How do I renounce the kid? How do I get her not to have the kid? And the answer is you can't do any of those things. She's got you by the balls. There's nothing you can do. There really is no remedy. There's no, you know, signature. There's no contract. There's nothing that's going to save you once you've gone down that road. And it's one thing, like I said, if you want it, if you thought it over, and you say to her, okay, you know, we finished school, we bought a house, we've saved some money, let's have a kid now, I'm ready. And it's another thing, or she tells you, oh my God, you're not going to believe it, it's a miracle. Anyways.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
This is the advice that you never got in school, that your parents never really told you, cruel as it is. I'm on board. You know, the concept of planned parenthood is correct. Parenthood should be planned. It should be something that you want to do, and you do it in a way that you thought about it, and you organized it with a woman and the two of you, or even if you're a surrogate or whatever. But when you get it sprung on you, you're going to be furious. And it's sad, Tom. These guys resent their kids. They don't have that spirit of wanting to buy them stuff and take them out and take the kid fishing or whatever. They're angry, and they feel that the child has taken away their freedom and has limited their lives and has stopped them from doing things they want to do, like traveling and so forth. And you can see that they grow up and they're just pissed off at the kid. They're just angry at the kid, and they're like, you know, you fucked up my life, and you ruined everything for me, and I didn't even want you, and it's so ridiculous. And the fact that women haven't figured any of this out is just a joke. And so,
they figured out they don't care.
Well, but what does that mean? That's sad. What do you mean they don't
guess
care?
Guess what? Having children, children are a fashion accessory for most women.
Well, that's true. But
having children is something that an attention whore can email out to her friends and say, hey, look, I'm the center of attention. I'm having a baby. Pay attention to me. That's what it's all about.
Okay, but in some of my cases, really tragically, Tom, you have a 12-year-old who's tried to commit suicide, who's literally taking Prozac, who's seeing a psychiatrist, who's having a drug rehab because the parents have been fighting all these years and the mother's crazy and the father's crazy and all this other stuff. I mean, if a woman really wants attention and a fashion accessory, how proud can she be of herself when she ends up raising a mental case? Seriously. And,
well,
you know,
I think they all find that out when they get towards the menopausal end of life. I know more than one woman, more than one, had kids born autistic or retarded or whatever. And
no.
I strongly suspect in some of these cases, it's because they had kids too late.
Right.
Or there's fetal alcohol syndrome or something going on.
Right, right.
And it's all about having, you know, registering at a store. It is all about sending out invitations. It's all about having a baby shower. It's all about that.
But there's,
a lot of years in between that enthusiasm and the time when kids become troublesome.
But that's the
12,
thing.
13 years old.
But that's a strange kind of justice, Tom. Because the people that abuse their children and neglect their children and do stupid shit in front of their children, it comes back on them. Because then the kid's in his 20s and he's still living in the house and he doesn't go to school and he won't get a job and he's all mentally screwed up and so forth. And the parents end up really paying for it, you know?
Right.
You know, not
and by
just
the
financially.
Way, I'm not naming anybody in particular, but their neighbors also have to put up with it too. Those
well,
people.
It's a scourge on the whole community, of course.
Yes.
But I understand.
What do you do when your autistic, your 27-year-old autistic neighbor is out there doing target practice in the backyard? What do you do?
Wow. I was thinking more of your, didn't you have an uncle that was autistic, I think?
No, I had an uncle who was retarded.
Oh, right.
And he had the mentality of a 15-year-old.
Right, right. He was like a permanent.
But he was an adult.
A permanent child.
Right.
The thing is that, you know, this is something that may be based on just, you know, unfortunate luck or whatever. And you never know if your kid's going to be Einstein or a monster or whatever. And, you know, there are a lot of things that may be out of parents' control. But when you start off, I think, so poorly, where it's unplanned and one of the parents is resentful and all this other stuff, you're going to have a bad result. I find it very hard to believe that women don't know this and have no sense of it whatsoever. It's like they're almost surprised that their parts work. Like when a woman gets pregnant, it's like she didn't know she really could. You know what I mean? Like she saw it, you know, and her mother told her and she read it in books and stuff. But when it actually happens, they can't believe it. You know, they're like pinching themselves. Like, how did this, yeah. You know, really? I'm pregnant, actually?
That's why they start calling it a miracle.
Yeah, of course.
You know, a million people a day shit out kids. It's no miracle.
I understand.
You're taking a dump.
Well, I was thinking of, you know, Virgin Mary and so forth. There's apparently every year in Italy a number of nuns that get pregnant. And they swear all the way to the hospital that it was, you know, immaculate and so forth.
Sure.
I just think that the crossover, and it sounds silly, but I think that guys have got to look at their options in terms of condoms and definitely vasectomy. I know you're no great lover of doctors, Tom, but I think if you were living your life again and you were 20-something years old and you knew you didn't want to have kids, you know, you should have a vasectomy. I think that's
well. When I was 20-something years old, I tried to find a doctor who would give me a vasectomy,
right, right.
And none of them would. Remember?
Well, there are a few now that do, I'm sure. And the other alternative, and we've, you know, as you've had what several abortions and so forth, that's, you know, that's too risky. I think that's too chancy. That you
well,
don't know
if the
woman's going
to go
through.
It's only risky in terms of you might end up having to pay someone else's bills. But you know, fact is. The abortions that I paid for were way cheaper.
I know, but
I'm
with you, of course. But I think more
of
the possibility the woman wouldn't go along with it.
Right.
You know, I've had a lot of guys pull me aside, Tom, who tell me, you know, you won't believe this, but I've got a 14-year-old back in Georgia, and I've been paying child support all these damn years, and I never met the kid, and it's this fucking bitch that I can't stand, and blah, blah, blah. And that's just so ridiculous for all, every
yep.
reason, you know? And to be
yep.
doing that in any kind of way is so sad. It's so absurd. And it's sad for that kid. It's sad for the whole thing. And I can't understand in a million years why a woman would be so narcissistic as to want to have a child in that way, to trick the guy, to become an enemy with the guy, and to raise the kid where the kid is going to be really
because
screwed up.
Because the guy is just inconsequential. It's getting what she wants today, getting attention, getting a baby shower, getting gifts, pictures on Facebook. This is what women want. They don't worry about how inconvenient that kid's going to be from age 2 to age 15.
Well, I mean, somewhere along the line, aside from the baby shower, she has to know that there's going to be some, you know, diapers to change, and there's going to be crying baby in the house.
A lot of women think
they're
going to force us to do that.
Right. Now, I definitely have met a number of women over the years who took that Hillary Clinton book very seriously.
Yeah.
You know, well, it takes a village to raise a child. It's like, us villagers are busy, okay?
By the way, that title.
That's a real book.
It refers to the culture of countries in Africa.
Yeah, of course.
It is not about Americans. And your neighbor in the United States, even if they were nice enough to say, sure, send your kid over here, I'll watch him for the day. You don't know what kind of child molester or freak that is living next to you. You have no idea.
Yeah.
There's no villages here raising kids. It just doesn't happen.
There's also some,
and it shouldn't happen.
There's some sense, I think, in an unfair way of sort of deputizing the rest of us to help you or some shit like that.
Yeah, well,
women are very,
never will.
I know, women are very disappointed when the rest of us don't all pitch in, you know?
Nice.
Like, surprise. Like, hey, I have this baby and I'm exhausted and, you know, how come you aren't helping me carry my bags? And it's like, I'm not your husband. I saw a funny thing that was...
I'm not the father of your kid.
Well, that's what I meant, but yes.
Well, why don't you have him carry your stuff?
Well, I saw this funny thing. It's something that was about giving up your seat to a woman on the bus if she's pregnant or whatever.
Wouldn't do that either.
And the answer is, next time get pregnant by someone who has a car, you know?
Yeah.
don't involve me in it.
I'm not giving anyone my seat. Forget it.
Well, I think I'm partial to the handicapped, but okay, I'm with you.
Well, same thing there. You know what? Ride in the front car or the back car of the train.
You're all heart, Tom.
Come back in 2 hours.
Anyways, so I know it's...
taking a wheelchair on at rush hour.
Well, handicapped have to get around too. But all I can say, life is hard enough, and to start off with 10 strikes is not fair. And if there's anything that they were teaching women, which I think they're teaching them just the opposite, watching the stupid Kardashian show, but if there's anything that the modern woman could learn, it would be to have a child with a man that wants to have a child with you, for Christ's sake. Right. Can you believe that has to be stated? It's amazing that's not obvious. It's heartbreaking, but there it is.
Because, again, the reason women get married is to get you to pay half the expenses and do half the work. To have you as an annuity, you know, to pay for that kid long after her interest in you has faded away. And even the whole idea of getting pregnant is a diabolical scheme to get attention from other people. I don't want to get them pregnant. I don't want them having their ability to have all the attention in the world. I don't participate.
I understand. Think about this guy I'm telling you about who was with this woman for months and months. How can it be? They never discussed birth control. And he was shocked when she got pregnant. And now he's devastated.
See, those guys stupidly assume that women think the way we do. We'd like to have some fun and no obligations.
Come on.
Now, seriously. God, look, I talk to these guys every day.
The guy was almost
every
40.
Day. Doesn't matter.
Come on.
Doesn't matter.
That's
doesn't matter.
Nonsense. It's ignorant. I mean,
it is ignorant, but it's very common.
And I'm glad you're having fun, but I mean, you know, I'm not against sex, but you know what sex does. You know, there's a connection. There's a biological connection to having a pregnancy. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Right, but most guys who have sex assume the women they're having sex with don't want to have kids any more than we do.
No, I think women are thinking in kind of that Hispanic thinking, which is, you know, leave it to fate. So God will decide, you know?
I think many women know. I had a woman the other day who was calling in here who was talking about having a kid. She was the stripper. She called in on Friday. She now is 30 or 32 or whatever she is, and she wants to have a baby, and she was telling me point blank that she's going to have sex with a guy and have a baby, and there'll be no strings attached, which you and I both know is bullshit.
No strings attached.
But This is what she said. Why can't she find a man who wants to have a kid with her?
I've met a number of...
And the answer is, because I don't want to go to court with you.
Well, I've met a number of guys who were in some kind of weird situation where the woman promised and said, look, I'll never come after you for child support, and you don't have to worry about it, and I won't burden you, and you don't have to babysit, and it'll just be fun, and blah, blah. And these schmucks think that that's true. And then later, when she comes after them for child support, they say to me, oh, you got to tell the judge she promised she wasn't going to do this, you know? And it's like, oh, right. I'll tell the judge. He's going to be very sympathetic to that. Don't worry. You know, it's amazing. It's like they're living in a dream world. And,
right.
You know, women are the adults. Women are like calculating, you know, we're going to have this kid.
Right.
And I'm going to make sure. And, you know, and then it'll be too late. I'll tell him I'm pregnant. I become religious. I won't have an abortion. And guys are like, la, 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 la. Isn't she beautiful?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, at the very least, guys have to use condoms 100% of the time. There's no two ways about it.
It still seems on some level that guys are so completely amazed that they're getting laid under whatever circumstances.
Right.
They're pinching themselves. So the idea that they're going to think about it and say, wait a minute, hold on, is she using birth control? I better use a condom, blah, 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 never crossed their mind. Never. Way too
much. It always crossed my mind. That's why I've gotten to my age without kids.
No, you're way ahead of the game.
Because it was always on my mind 100% of the time. No matter how many drinks I had, no matter how much pot I smoked, I was always aware that this was a possible outcome and did everything I could to snuff those out.
Right on. Right.
Still do.
Right.
Still do. No interest. None.
I'm with you all the way, Tom. We got to teach the boys. I don't know what to say.
That's right. Well, we're trying. We're going to teach the boys here with Adam, of course, is our friend and family law attorney, Adam Sachs. And if you've got questions, here's free legal advice for you. If you're involved in a divorce, a separation, child custody issue, child support debate, maybe you've gotten a restraining order. I got one against someone else, and it's the greatest thing. And,
love it.
Mr. Sachs helped me get that. It was just wonderful.
Sexy, right?
And life has been great ever since. Life has improved dramatically.
So restraining orders cause happiness. Who knew?
They work. Take it from me. They work.
It's a lovely thing.
So if you've got questions for Adam, he's here to answer your questions. This is free legal advice for you. All you have to do is call this number. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. Talk to Adam Sachs right now on the bonus hour here at 901-3000-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Don't forget, we now have three different dinners that we are doing in three different cities. We have announced now our dinner in Los Angeles. We have not done a dinner in Los Angeles in a few years. It was the first dinner we ever did at the Palm Restaurant. And Palm has moved since then. That's how much time has passed since we had our dinner at the Palm. But now, you and me and Gary and possibly Mikey Timpson and DJ D'Amelio will find out. I'm not going to assume they would like to eat dinner and eat at a top-notch restaurant. I don't know. I will not assume that. But all you have to know is that the dinner in L.A. is coming up on Saturday night, June 17th at 7 p.m. We have not named the location yet. This is only for the people who have paid to get it, not for others. So you will pay for your dinner, and then we will have you on the list, and we will slide you in without having a big crowd or anybody bothering you. You'll come and hang out with me and Gary and whoever else is there. And these P1 dinners are so much fun. It's the only one we're doing in the L.A. area this year. So get your ticket now. Claim your place at the table. Go to dinnerwithtom.com. Dinnerwithtom.com. You got that? Dinnerwithtom.com. Adam Sachs is here with us. He is a family law attorney, Adam Sachs. He is here to answer your questions about divorce, separation, child support, child custody, prenups, postnups, restraining orders. He does it all, and he's answering your questions right now. 901-3000-TOM, that's our number. 901-3000-866. Let us say hello here to Rick in Las Vegas. Rick, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Rick.
So, I don't know if you guys want to hear the background on the story or just get straight to the question, but there's a little bit of info with the story. So,
go ahead.
The question.
Go ahead. Shoot.
I spoke with you briefly, Adam, a few months ago, but it's definitely transpired into something that's getting out of control. I do have legal help, so, but I'm questioning my lawyer. So, Adam, if you could chime in and let me know if I should fire him and get somebody else or what. But, so I took my girlfriend to a family reunion in September and of 2016. She cheated on me with an ex-boyfriend, and then we came back to Nevada. She acted like everything was cool. We were going to get married. We got a kid together. He's 17 months. And, come Thanksgiving of 2016, that guy that she cheated on me with comes out to Las Vegas. They hung out, they got married, and now she wants to take my kid to Pennsylvania. So, my question is since then, we've gotten together. She stayed weeks at my house since then because she didn't have a place to go out here. And we've been sleeping together, having sex, protected, obviously. I don't want any other problems. But basically, I want to tell her husband that she's fucking around on him so she can't,
okay,
so we can end
dude,
all this
dude,
legal
dude.
Shit, and she's got no place to go in Pennsylvania.
Come on, man. That's
is that
man.
Is that the right thing
no,
to do? The
you
wrong
are,
thing to do?
You're a drama queen, okay? You got to stop
well,
it. That's
not,
nonsense. I remember talking to you, by the way. The
yeah.
fact that she married this other guy that she cheated on you with, and then you're with her again, is really twisted, okay? She's disgusting. She's a disgusting woman, and you need to get rid of her and stay away from her, okay?
I agree with that.
Okay, so
but
don't tell me
sleeve.
That you're still with her and you're having protected sex, okay? That's sick, all right? And the fact that you had a kid with her, that's just unbelievably poor judgment. And that poor kid, I feel really bad for him. You need to get custody of him, and you need to make sure that he's protected from her. Because she's a
that's
sick, she's a sick person, okay?
Okay.
When you tell me that you're with her now, right now, while she's married to the guy she cheated with, you're not thinking.
As of two nights ago was the last time
okay,
we were together,
well, then you're
and
not,
it's going to be it.
You're not thinking. You told me that 6 months ago. You're not thinking clearly,
no,
okay?
This didn't happen 6 months ago.
No, you told me when we spoke months ago that she had cheated on you at the reunion and that you
yeah,
were going to.
Yes, she
gonna,
did. And
okay.
then, exactly.
Then that's it.
And I didn't know,
okay,
I didn't know about
never,
it until November. Or
you never talked to her again after that, okay? You understand? Is that not clear
yes.
enough? Okay, she's a cheating whore. And so the idea that you got back with her while she's married to the guy that she cheated with, and then you're going to maybe even have another child with this disgusting woman?
No, not at all.
Look, if you're using a condom is only like 80% effective, okay? So
right.
you're rolling the dice, all right? So whatever, man. She killed before, she'll kill again. So I don't know what you're doing. I wish you loved yourself more. Do you have a father? You really need to talk to your dad about all this.
Oh, I that's a good point. I mean, I'll be happy to talk to my dad about it. But as far as ending this cut, because we've already gone and she's got a temporary order for custody. And she's,
fabulous.
Well, she's it's a three-week-on, three-week-off thing, and I'm paying child support. So...
Do you hate yourself? Is that the story?
No, not at all. I'm done with her, Adam. I really am done with her.
You were sleeping with her 2 nights ago.
That was the very last time because I got evidence that I need.
Uh-huh.
You know, a recorded
Tom,
voicemail from her.
Tom, can you believe that I have to listen to
this
every day? Seriously.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, I don't know what to say, Tom. Tom, please protect me here. What do I tell this poor guy? He sounds like a nice person, right?
Well, yeah, but
in spite of it
again,
all.
You know, one, I do not press the rewind button. Once someone has cheated on me, I cut them out of my life like a cancer, and that's it.
Couldn't agree more.
And I agree with that, except I have a child involved. And
except
I,
for you.
Know, I don't know how...
No, but it doesn't matter if you have a child. You don't have sex with her anymore. She's got you on child support. She's getting orders against you.
I thought I was doing myself a favor because now I got evidence to not allow her to go to Pennsylvania.
Evidence, huh?
You know? So I'm trying to keep my...
So you were having having sex with her to gather evidence.
Well, to make it for the husband not to want her out there, and then she's got no place to go out there.
So you're going to go to her husband with the evidence to show him
Well, I was
that...
going to send him like a bouquet of flowers
right.
and like some balloons.
So you're going to prove to him that she's a cheater by sending him flowers and pictures, and he is going to get
a
restraining order against you.
He knows she's a cheater because she cheated on me.
Uh-huh.
But that, you know, within 5 days of her marriage, she's already cheating and lying on it.
It's so sick what you're saying. It's so ridiculous.
I don't disagree with that. I completely agree with that.
Well, that's a relief.
But where do I stand here? I don't want a year of custody battle. I just want my kid in Nevada.
What if
she's here or not.
What if I give you the old fallback that you really need to talk to a therapist? Seriously? Because what you're talking about,
I don't need to do that either, but
what you're saying,
tell me what I need to do legally.
Okay, what you're doing is so self-destructive and so ridiculous. Okay, this guy, her husband, is going to end up killing you or getting a restraining order against you, and then she's going to get pregnant again. Maybe it's his kid, maybe it's yours. It's nonsense. It's sick. Okay, you have to
stop
it.
All those are possibilities. I'm not disagreeing with that.
So it's time to stop. Okay, life is short. I don't know if you know about this. But there's a very finite amount of time in life, and you could be having fun with all kinds of chicks all over the world. You don't need this crazy woman destroying your life, okay?
And I agree with you, and as of 2 nights ago, I'm done talking to her.
I don't believe you, because when we spoke months ago, you told me you were done with her.
Well, that was done. I didn't want to get back to her, and nor did I want to get back to her.
That was then, this is now. Okay. You told me at the time, which I think it was about 4 months ago, as I recall,
It was January 1st or late December.
No, we talked before that. And you told me that you were done with her and you aren't going to see her anymore and she's crazy and blah, blah, blah. And she was married to that other guy.
She's crazy and irrational for making these decisions.
Okay.
And now that we're in court, I have to be able to prove that this is, I need the legal side of it.
Do you have enough money to spend the next couple of years in court with her?
That's what I don't want to happen. I don't
uh-huh.
I mean, if I could come up with the money, but it's not going to be comfortable. You know, I don't want to spend 25, 30 grand on this whole thing.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So that's why I'm using the ace up my sleeve, that, hey, husband, she's a, you know, you don't want this filthy whore, you know, and she'll have no place to go in Pennsylvania. That's her only option, is to fulfill her marriage
right.
and move out there.
So then she'll have to be with you, right? Because she can't go to Pennsylvania with him.
No, I don't care where she goes. She's not being. I've already expressed this to her also.
You don't care where she goes.
She knows she's not coming back to me.
Uh-huh. Except you were with her 2 days
100%.
ago. 100%. Can I ask you a serious question on the outside, just as a matter of statistics or something? Is the sex really that great? Is she like mind-blowing in sex or something?
Honestly, it's above average, but no.
See, that's amazing to me.
No, it was a good young pussy. I mean, she's younger than me. It's 20-year-old, but, you know.
I'm always surprised.
There's benefits.
No, I understand. I'm always surprised when guys throw their lives away. I say, was the sex worth it? And they say, it was average, you know? I thought it must have been something.
That's honest about it.
No, but I was thinking it was something really magical, you know? It was, like, absolutely stunning, and you just couldn't resist, you know, because it was so great.
No, it definitely wasn't magical, and but it definitely has stopped.
And it stopped, of course. Yeah. Wow. Dude, please, you got to go talk to your dad. Tell him what you told me, and find
my dad's not a lawyer though.
If I was the judge, I would crucify you for doing something stupid like that. Okay.
That's
not
going to
impress me, okay?
Okay, that's
and
what I need to
no,
hear.
No, you don't need it. Your intelligence should tell you that doesn't make any sense.
I know
sense.
Morally and ethically it's not right.
I'm not talking morally and ethically. I'm just saying your intelligence should tell you that nothing positive is going to come out of dropping the dime on her with her husband, okay? That's stupidity, all right? So I don't know what you're talking about. I hope you don't do that. It makes no sense. You should get this woman out of your life like a cancer and do the best you can to protect your child and cut the bullshit, okay? It's not a way to live. And when a woman cheats on you, that's the last time you ever talk to her, okay? Just keep that in mind.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
Perfect.
All right. Hang on a second here, Rick, because I'm gonna bring in Ed. Ed, what did you want to say here to Rick?
Hey, what's up, Rick? Real quick,
up,
man.
Ed?
Thanks,
how old are you, brother? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Real shit, man. From another brother from a brother to another brother, man. You need to grab your balls. You need to fucking get your game up. Tom, like it says, never press the rewind button means never refuck, bitch. If this girl's other guy is a gangster fool, he doesn't even need to get his fucking hands dirty. He could get you fucking smoked and shit. Do you want to get killed over some bitch, some pussy dog, or what?
Of course not. But I did think of.
I'm not asking for the explanation, homie. Dump this bitch. Never refuck her. You never press the rewind button.
I agree. As of two nights ago, she is done. I mean, I'm telling you that.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm not buying it. I'm
out. You don't have to buy it. I'm not selling it. It's sold already. It's done.
Why were you with her two nights ago, for God's sake? After all that's already happened, what are you doing with her two nights ago? It's nonsense.
Like I said, I got a recording of her admitting what's been going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's from her phone to my phone.
And who gives a shit about this recording? Who's going to listen to this? Her husband?
That was my thought. Honestly, that was my thought.
Why? What good could come of that?
He goes, all right, well, I didn't, because she's been lying to him. Like, she says that she would say that she was somewhere else,
and
she's over here.
So what do you care? You're protecting him?
Well, the thing is, I got a kid that she's trying to take to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So if I could say, hey, April, listen to this. Here's what you're looking at with your marriage. I know her better than you do because I was with her.
All right, you already told me you weren't going to do it. It sounds to me like you really, really want to do it. So go ahead, have fun.
I do.
Okay?
I mean, I thought
it
a million ways through.
Ed, what can I say, Ed? Where are you?
I respect your legal opinion.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do it in the fact that I don't want to look like shit in front of the judge.
You really sound like you're dying to do it. Okay. So
I mean, what other than the ethical part, which I could get over, I think pretty quickly, what consequence could it bring me? Because I know I've heard about the guy. He's not going to come kill me. Okay.
And the judge hating you part is okay too. That's no big deal. No consequence. Okay,
listen,
you know what?
You don't see your own fault.
I know you're not. You know this is hard. It's hard for me as a lawyer. You ask for my advice. I give you my advice, and you're not going to follow it anyway. So God bless.
You don't know that I'm going to or not. I'm waiting to hear from my lawyer.
Okay.
And because he didn't tell me to do it either. So
okay.
I'm glad
you're
telling
me. Oh wow, he didn't tell
you
to do it. Apparently, you're not listening to his advice either. You're still trying to find a reason to do it.
Me going over it in my head, thinking about it, doesn't mean that I'm not listening to him.
Don't you think?
Not doing
wouldn't
it
be more constructive to put all this energy into like starting a business or writing a book or curing cancer or something? You know. You could actually make some money and have a good life. I mean, there's no reason for you to be thinking about this nonsense 24/7, you know? Right?
I don't disagree with that. There's definitely energy that could be put somewhere else.
Yeah, why don't you get on that,
court,
okay?
With court and custody and financial shit all involved in this, it's hard to get it off my mind.
Okay.
So I think of ways out, and I think an easy way out would be, hey, bro, listen to this. Here's your wife. And then he goes, all right, well, she's not welcome here anymore, so that means my kid's not threatened to go to Pennsylvania.
Well,
that's what I think about it.
She'll find another guy who wants to move to Texas. Who cares? What's the difference?
You know what? I didn't even think of that.
Oh, well, that's
so,
pretty obvious.
You know?
If she's a slut and she's just, you know, looking to fuck a guy, she'll find someone else, and he'll have some story about starting a painting business in Florida, and she'll be off to Florida. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we're already in court, and she's already got this rap sheet building because she made allegations against me too for drug use.
Oh, that's nice.
Drug tests
so the woman that you're having sex with two nights ago was telling the judge that you're a drug addict to screw up your
custody.
She's
trying to get my kid. You know, I can understand her doing whatever.
Oh.
She's playing dirty, so I thought the same.
But all the more reason to continue having sex with her, I guess. That's great.
Well, you know, busting a nut and getting off at the same time while I'm getting evidence, it didn't sound too bad to me.
Okay, dude, you're over the top.
I'm being honest. You're not over the top. I'm just being honest.
Well, let me ask you for the larger societal issue, you know, for the other guys who are listening. Do you recommend this course of action that you've done so far?
Absolutely not. Everything that you say and that Tom says, it's spot on. I saw the red flags. I ignored a ton of them.
Right.
Which, I mean...
And so having
I know my faults.
No, but having ignored all our... Having ignored all of our rules and all of our principles, how have things turned out?
Like shit, and I'll never do it again.
All right, thank God for that. I'm glad you can see that. That's important.
I absolutely see that. I've listened to Tom for a long time, and before her, I was actually against relationships and everything, and she talked me into, hey, she's the unicorn, you know?
Right, but you kind of failed the class, if you think about it, you know?
Shame on me.
Okay. I'm glad you're in touch with that. That's good. I didn't want you to think that you were like, you know, P1 professional student here, because you definitely missed a couple of details.
I'm a retread. I'm going through again and again.
Okay. And if you're talking to the boys, you would tell them, big mistake, follow this, don't do what I did.
Don't do relationships, don't get involved. If their family is... they're all crazy, so you just...
Hello?
What's that? Tom, what happened?
I have no idea.
I got some music coming on. Sounds good. Disco.
Yeah, well, I hear it.
Is that only me? Only I hear that?
No, I'm hearing it, and it's coming over the phone.
What
he's playing that
what the
phone.
Fuck was that? Was that him?
No
that,
idea.
He did that, or that was us?
By the way, that was a very good feed. You know,
yes.
Usually people have a lousy feed.
It sounded crystal clear. I think he put us on hold, yep. I guess. That was the deal.
I got some music coming on.
This call is important to us.
That's got to be a new hang-up thing, Tom, you know? Take me out.
Never heard that before. That's a new one.
I got some music coming on. Sounds good.
What are we going to call that?
I don't know what you call it.
Well, I hate to tell you, not so unusual. And when you talk about this whole crazy scheme that he was coming up with, where he's going to record her and he's going to give it to her husband, and that's going to stop them from moving to Pennsylvania, which will save this other problem, and it'll win in court even though she's suing him and she claimed he's a drug addict. And it's so insane that people get caught up in this nonsense and these soap operas of their lives. And by the way, completely, completely purposelessly, pointlessly, you're wasting time. Life is short. You could be out there doing all kinds of things. And instead, he's going to spend years unraveling this stupid web that he weaved with this idiot woman who doesn't deserve 5 minutes of his time.
No, she doesn't. But I do believe that Rick likes drama.
I couldn't talk him out of it.
Drama right there.
Hey, that's got to be the takeout would be Rick style, I would say, right?
Hey, well, yeah.
I got some music coming
music.
On. Sounds good.
There it is.
Take me out, yep. Rick style.
Oh, my. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Adam Sachs. It's coming up next.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. The bonus app. Family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out on Facebook or on World Wide Web at www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com, which I read and answer personally.
Sounds good to me. All right, if you missed any part of Adam and the bonus hour, don't worry. There'll be another appearance from Adam. Adam joins us on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's news for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
Scientists suggest that spending time in the nude makes you happy.
I guess only if you're doing something while you're nude.
Not necessarily.
Oh, this is bullshit.
They say that the naturists apparently have figured this out a long time ago. The longer you spend nude,
time out,
the happier you are. Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
Because we know
from the Journal of Happiness Studies.
We know a nude dude. And
you're saying he's not happy?
I don't. I think it's a cover.
Right.
It's a facade.
Yeah. They can't figure out just exactly why. But it surveyed more than 800 people and concluded that people who hang out naked with others outside of their immediate family, of
course.
Here
we go again. I'm telling you.
They're happier and feel better about their bodies, even if they shouldn't. It doesn't say that, but...
These are scientists, I guess, talking to people before and after one of those nudist events.
Yeah, well... You know, clothes are all restricting and shit.
Oh, it's one of these nude dudes says that seeing other not perfect bodies does stuff
right
for your own
self-esteem.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you want to be naked all the time. Yeah.
I'm not giving that much credit to our nude dude friend.
He won't?
No. Yeah. That's not the reason.
More nude in the news. A new kind of vacation experience is departing from Port Tampa Bay. That would be a new nude cruise by a company called Cruise Bear.
Yeah, No.
Yeah, you're stuck on the boat with all nude people.
Oh, I thought
3,000.
I thought nude bears because that would be a tragic situation.
No. The nude cruise line has been in business for 20 years. This is the first time it's going to depart from Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited down there. It's a 3,000-person ship, 3,000 people. It's called the Big Nude Boat.
Yeah, they call this whole thing a paradise.
There's one pun after another going on here. And I'm sure you can really enjoy yourself. Because being natural is beautiful. That's what they say. You don't think so? Imagine being stuck on the boat.
It did.
New personal training is coming that features nude workout classes. What the point of this is, I don't know. It's personal trainer Helen Smith. She started something called Nude-er-size in Britain. And it's classes of people ages 33 to 70. Imagine being behind a 70-year-old woman when she's doing the squats.
Yeah, no.
Come along on the nude boat, won't you?
Watch it.
Come on, Eddie. Eddie Money will be the entertainment. Yeah. And in Canada, big problem with the non-consensual distribution of nude images. They say it's absolutely boundless, according to experts. People are constantly uploading non-consensual images of other naked people.
Oh, there's definitely one maybe under this roof.
Right. That's the way it goes. They call it Canadian bacon. No, they don't. I just made that.
Oh, I was looking for it in the story. I believe it. Yeah.
And finally, Anastasia Ashley has figured out a great way to sell watches. That is to put one on your wrist and then put it right next to your beautiful ass and take a picture of it.
It's truly amazing.
What the ass has to do with the watch, we don't know, but there's sand on the ass and the bathing suit's all jammed up the crack. And so I'm moved to buy a watch now. I don't know about you.
I'm moved.
Yes. There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. You can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
It's all crazy. So you just...
Hello?
What's that? Tom, what happened?
I have no idea.